special spirit here, be sure that you receive your portion. Do not allow that to pass you by.
Good morning. First, happy Father's Day to all the dads and to my own. When the Holy Spirit affects me, I weep like a baby. And so I'm praying, since I'm feeling it so strongly, that I can hold on and finish my song without breaking down and crumbling on the floor. I want to say that the song that I'm singing is called God Will Make a Way. And I've never really been, you know, involved in making decisions for a family like I am now, because I'm married now. And my husband and I are making some scary decisions because we're moving to Fort Worth shortly. And it's funny how God is so faithful to give us blessings. And He promises so many things in the Bible. And He is sitting there waiting to give them to us, and He does. And sometimes we just don't see it, you know. But He's made it so evident, all the wonderful and beautiful things He's doing for my family, for me and Victor. And this song is just beautiful. And so I hope that you can be blessed by the words.
Texas, but I'll miss you. I'll tell you, Texas is just swallowing up all of our blessings. Some of you just stay here, please. Now, we are completing today the study that we have been going through for many, many months as we have gone through the Gospel of John. I pray that for those of you who have been here through it all, that you have received the blessings that God intended for you to receive. Now, today, you're going to have to listen because there is a portion of Scripture. I said there is a portion of Scripture hidden away in the book of Proverbs that was a total mystery to the one that God had to write it down, King Solomon. He did not in any way understand what he was writing. But since you and I, praise God, live on this side of the cross, we have through the New Testament, the New Covenant, the New Agreement. I do pray you're a New Testament Christian, because there's not any other kind. God's Son fulfilled everything else, and now He's filling us full of the rest. Be filled full. That means be under the control of. But over in the book of Proverbs, the 30th chapter, and since this is Father's Day, we'll throw in verse 17 with the rest of them, because it fits. Proverbs 30, starting with verse 17. The eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother. The ravens of the valley, and this is speaking of the demons, not just nasty old birds. The ravine-filled valley demons shall pick it out, and young eagles shall eat it. Now, here are the things that Solomon did not understand that you and I can understand. Verse 18. This is concluding, and if those of you have been here all the way through, you'll know why this is the conclusion of the study of the Gospel of John. There be three things which are too wonderful for me. Yea, four, which I know not. And he names them. He names the most important one first because he's talking about the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John's symbol is the eagle. The way of the eagle in the air. The way of a serpent upon a rock, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man, and the Hebrew says, with his virgin. The way of a man with his virgin. Now we're going to start with the last thing said first, and we're going to work toward the most difficult thing, the fourth thing, that he said he absolutely could not in any way comprehend. So we'll start with the last part of verse 19. You say, Brother Bill, that's all against every kind of hermeneutics and homiletics and all the other etics. I know it. But God chose to write it this way. And I'm going to preach it the way he wrote it. Not the way that the Gentile mind thinks. If you think like a Gentile all the time, you're not going to have a very good relationship with God. You're going to have a Holy Spirit converted being that is spiritually Jewish to understand. And I'm angry. And I'm sinning not. But I'm angry with the pseudo-intellectual liberal leaders of denominations of this country who are saying, turn that land back over to the Palestinians and quit bombing those people who kill babies and children among the Jews and blow them up. How can I be on the side of terrorists? We're not on the side of them here in America, are we? Then how come that we're on the side of the PLO bunch? But the liberal, if you support a liberal denomination, you're supporting the hierarchy that says that Israel is through and finished and that land doesn't belong to them, and God says it does belong to them. He gave it to them through Abraham and not through Ishmael, and it belongs from the river Egypt to Lebanon to the river Euphrates to the Mediterranean Sea to the nation of Israel, and God gave it to them. And why will these liberals show their true colors, which means they haven't got any color at all but being a yellow coward? Now, I hear that preached very many places. You say you'll empty a few more pews, preacher. Well, let them empty. If you can't take the truth, now this week, the Roman Catholic hierarchy in this country, who just got back from Rome for a high meeting, give the West Bank back to the Palestinians. They never were meant to have it to start with. God gave it to the Jews. But if you know your Bible, and if you're a true prophet of God and a true believer, you will stand by the Bible and you will not stand by this bunch of people, and you will not support them. You will, even though they make you feel good. This business of going to church is not a feel-good business. It's a faith-good business. Faith in the Word of God that will never pass away. Okay, the way of a man with his virgin is the book of Matthew. That's the book it's talking about. Because you see, the king, Matthew is the king book, the lion. And the king is coming back. We sing a song, the king is coming. The king is coming. Praise God. He's coming for me. And he's coming back for his bride. The king is. His bride is the church of the living God, made up of all believers, no matter what brand they wear. It's not the brand you wear. It is the brand that has been branded on your heart. Of the Lord Jesus, being the Lord Jesus Christ. Does he have his ownership branded on your being? Jesus, Lord of all. So the first part you can understand, although Solomon couldn't. It talks about Jesus coming back for his bride. You see, spiritually speaking, I repeat, for those of you who might still be fleshly off somewhere in la-la land, we are all married to Christ spiritually. He is our spiritual lover, and we have no relationship spiritually with anyone but Jesus. And anyone less is spiritual adultery. And if you get paid for it, it's spiritual fornication. Thank God the way of the man with the virgin is the church, because the true church is made up of just people made holy. You may not be holy in your flesh, because I know you're not. And you may not be holy in your emotions, I know you're not. And I know I'm not. But my spirit and your spirit, if it has received Jesus Christ as your only personal Savior, the only one that you believe in, adhere to, cling to, depend upon when this life is over. It's good to depend on Him in this life. He's mighty nice to have here. Thank God. But He's sure going to be wonderful to have there. Open wide thine arms of love. Lord, one of these days I'm going to say I'm coming home. My eternal home, where the mansions are. I remember a liberal preacher in the town of Spiro. I pastored my first pastorate. And he didn't like the word mansions. He read some of you have this translation probably in your hand. In my Father's house are many rooms. Well, God, my heaven is not a room and house. In my Father's house are many mansions. Yes, you can sing in this church. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop. In that bright home where we'll never grow old. Thank God that He's coming for a spouse, believing people. Then the second thing, and I'm going backwards if you notice, according to the way Gentiles think. Then it says the way of a ship. Now, this is the way of a ship in the midst of the sea. He said, I don't understand how a ship can go through the sea, and then after a while, there's no evidence it's ever been there. It doesn't leave a mark. The sea just comes back. And he said, I don't understand the way of a ship in the sea. Well, you see, I do, because I've read my Bible, and I've read the Bible Solomon didn't have. I've read the New Testament. You see, every ship is like the Gospel of Luke. It has a debarkation place. You debark from somewhere. You didn't come from nowhere. You left some port. And you know what that port was? When you left on this journey of life, you left the very mind of God. You see, God knows everything. There was never a time when God didn't know you. You didn't just suddenly come into being and God says, shock, 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 there's Billy Matthews. Well, look at there. Where'd he come from? No, God sent me. He chose my mother and father. He chose my big mouth. And thank God, because somebody wouldn't preach, I got second chance. Because I wasn't the first one He called. If you read your Bible, the second one was the one who got to end up with the blessing, because the first one would always mess it up. Thank God. And you know, and I'm saying this not in any critical way. I'm saying this in a complimentary way. Everybody hear me? Complimentary. There'll be a funeral here tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Now, they need a big building and a nice parking lot. And thank God, we have both. Well, of course, we wasn't called first. I won't tell you who they called first, because that's why it's called, is first. Then they call the church that has the most attendance in town, and they couldn't do it. So we're third choice. Thank God. Thank God liberty is here for anybody, whoever they are, who needs help. All of you will be blessed tomorrow because of family. And when the director asked me, how much are you going to charge this family for using the church building? I said, nothing. Now, if you have a wedding here, it's going to cost you something because we have to have all kinds of frills at weddings. But you pay the funeral director for all those frills so you can have your funeral here free if you want to have it here. We don't mind. But you debarked from somewhere. I understand about the ship that in the sea, it left somewhere. You left God when you came to this world. You have an owner. And that owner is God Himself. You fly His flag. You also have a cargo. Some of you need to get rid of some of your cargo because it's toxic. It's much more toxic waste than any nuclear waste. And you need to get rid of it by giving it to God. Whatever it is that's eating on you, whatever it is that's poisoning your whole life, get rid of it. Talked to a person on the phone recently, and they had something then that they were talking to me about. I said, you've got to get rid of that. And I'm sorry to use this illustration because it's not very couth to use it, but you'll get the point. When I feel nauseated, I'm not going to stay around nauseated. I'll just stick my finger down my throat and get that junk out of there. And then I feel better. I'll drink me, eat me a little real good soup, and I'm fixed up. But I'm not carrying that junk around in my stomach. It's making me sick. A lot of people that have got stuff in their soul and in their life, and they're holding on to it, and it's killing them. It's killing everybody around them. It hurts their relationship with other people. Get rid of it. A ship has a cargo. What kind of cargo does your ship carry? Is it something that will be beneficial when you reach the port? Because you're heading to the port. I remember going across the ocean, and the first place we landed, that we stopped the ship, the troop ship I was on, the first place we stopped was Casablanca. Morocco. And I had never, of course, been where a ship had docked before after coming across all the way across the Atlantic Ocean. And the ship stopped outside the harbor. And I thought, what's going on here? Pretty soon I see a small boat coming out. And I see someone climb up a ladder. And there's a flag goes up. At this time, Morocco was under the occupation of France. So it was the French flag that went up in place of the American flag. And then the man who was brought on board was the pilot of that harbor. He knew that harbor like the palm of his hand. And the captain who had taken the ship all the way across the Atlantic Ocean, believe me, it was a long trip and tough waters, stepped down, and that pilot took that ship into the port and docked it. Why? Because he knew the harbor. Now, one of these days, you may make it through this life by your hook and crook and every other thing that you may be able to manipulate, but you're not going to make it into the port of heaven without the pilot. And Jesus is the pilot. Jesus, oh my pilot be, after I've crossed life's tempestuous sea. Do you have Jesus? to come take over when you have to let go? I said, do you have Jesus? When you have to let go, and one day you'll have to let go. Why not start now? Giving Him control of the things you can't control anyway. And the third thing was a serpent on a rock. The serpent on the rock is the Gospel of Mark. The rock is Jesus. Every time in the Bible, Rock of Ages, cliff for me, let me hide myself in thee. He is the rock. But Satan tries to crawl around on your relationship with the rock. And the serpent is always represents Satan and his rotten, sneaking plans. And he wants to keep you from the rock. He is really not in control of that rock. And you can go to the rock this morning, because that rock is Jesus. It's the servant. The serpent wants you to serve him. And that's why he shows his pseudo power when you should be seeing the power of the rock. Jesus said to Simon Peter and the others and to you and me, after they had said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, he said to him, upon this rock. What rock? The fact that he is the Messiah, the Savior. I will build my church. Now, he didn't say everything that had a church in front of it, because not everything that has a sign in front of it says church is a church. A church is a place where Jesus Christ is Lord of all. And if he's not the Lord of all, he's not Lord of anything. Who is the head of liberty? A lot of folks would like to have us join some group. We're joined to the head. And the head is Christ. And the rule book is the Bible. The one who's to study this Bible is you. And I'll help you every way I can. Tonight I'll be preaching on Try the Spirits. Because we have two massive movements going on today. We have the movement of demonic spirits, even working miracles, and putting on a show that is would make Hollywood pale. We have that show going on. And people are being drawn to that damnable serpent show. And tonight I'll be preaching on how you can tell the difference in a false prophet and a true prophet. The Bible says, try the spirits, test them. See if they be of God or not. Well, that's tonight. The serpent is not your problem. Your problem is you don't have yourself anchored to the rock. And last of all, it says the way or the conduct of an eagle. Now, to be an eagle, and this is so elementary, I'm almost embarrassed to say it, but I need to say it. To be an eagle, you have to be created an eagle. Evolution is a lie. There was never a time when a mouse or something of that nature that they found in a fossil somewhere and said it was a billion or 2 years old that finally ended up being an eagle. No. An eagle was never a mouse. And a mouse will never be an eagle. So to become an eagle, you have to be created one. And to be created one means that you have the power to let the Holy Ghost come under your wings and you can soar. above the storm. And the whole theme of every special music we had today, in one way or other, was for you to do like the eagle does. The eagle likes to get on that rock and stiffen up. It doesn't like to flap its wings. Only time it likes to flap its wings is when it gets over the nest so it can get all the goodies out so the little eaglets will get out of that nest. That's the only time he likes to flap his wings. Like a hummingbird, that big old bird can just stay about 3 feet above that nest, and feathers fly and thorns start sticking those little eaglets. And you see, they got to learn to fly. They have to learn to fly. You as a child of God, you have to learn to fly. And the only way you're going to do that is to be pushed out of the nest and get out there in the wind. And that eagle, as it becomes grown, it'll stiffen out on a rock. It doesn't like to flap its wings. But suddenly there'll come a breath of air, the wind. And that wind will come, and that eagle has the God-given ability to know that wind will carry it. And it just spreads its wings out, doesn't make any effort. That wind just carries that eagle up and up and up and up. Eagles aren't afraid of storms because they are above the storm. And whatever storm there is that comes in your life, you can get above it if you will be a believer in the divine Savior, Jesus Christ. I didn't say the storm wouldn't be there. That would be a lie. But I said you can live above it. And as you think, so are you. Oh, my friend, start today with being created a new creature in Christ Jesus. How do you do that? If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, the Bible says, and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the mouth you confess him, and then you receive him. He comes and lives through the Holy Spirit inside of you. And as the Brother Phil led you in the song, it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ liveth in me. You say, but Brother Bill, I don't feel like that I'm that way. Well, I don't feel like I'm that way either. So I just don't go by feelings. Feelings go to hell. Faith comes from heaven. He's the wind beneath your wings. Jesus made it possible. Today, whatever decision you need to make, I'm not a person who puts things in your head what the Holy Spirit's going to tell you what you need to do this morning. We just give this invitation so you can do like the eagle. You can follow the breeze down to this altar as God leads you. We won't have a long invitation, so it's up to you, my friend, to get with it. You know, there's a time to get with it, and when you're dealing with God, let's stand. What are we singing?
They that wait upon the Lord.
All right, from the Bible.
Amen.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord.
Now come on, let's fly with the eagles.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up.
Now you've both been saved and baptized, right?
Father,
thank you for this beautiful couple whose daughter was baptized.
They shall rise.
Thank you for this father who has been a father
today.
They
shall walk.
The ravens will never pick at him, but he shall be carried up with the winds, and his wife shall be part of that beautiful experience. In Jesus' name.
God.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait.
Now just softly, the first verse of Amazing Grace. Just the first verse. Sing it softly. Sing it with, but strong in your heart, soft in your voice.
Amazing grace.
Oh, that unmerited love and favor of God. It wants to get underneath your wings. Wants to become the cargo of your ship. It wants to make you have a relationship with Jesus.
I once was lost, but now I am found. 'Twas blind, but now I see.
Their daughter was baptized this morning, and now I told them they had a long walk.
We want to thank
God.
It's
all right, I don't mind. You ran. Amen. I like that. You hear that?
Amen.
Excuse me, Brother Phil.
We want to thank God for the movement of the Holy Spirit and the Van Dyne family and Kurt and Bree coming this morning to be a part of Liberty Baptist Church. Thank you, Lord.
Good looking. Good. Always take a compliment. You're both good looking spiritually and physically. And we're praying for, you know, one of these days some of us older ones like me have to go to heaven and y'all are going to have to take over.
Amen.
So please stay here and take over.
Amen.
All right. Now, we don't have a motion and second in this church because that's Robert's rules of order. But let's take the Bible rule of order, and it says, clap your hands, all you people.
Thank you, Lord.
Shout unto God with a voice of triumph.
Thank you, Lord.
That means they've received.
Thank you for Kurt and for Bree and for Paris. Thank you, Lord.
Brother Phil's going to stand with you out there, and some of them are going to come by and shake your hand. Some of them's roast is burning. They'll probably rush out. But some of them will come by and shake your hand, all right? Yeah, God bless you. I'm here to help you spiritually if you need any help. I don't have much money left because we gave it all the daddies. God bless you and keep you and make His face to shine upon you. And if you have enough, whatever it is, come back tonight at 6:30. God bless you. You're dismissed.
I'm on the court this Thursday, and it's real difficult.
Oh.